Mash Show right across Australia promoting The Hobbit, available on DVD and Blu-ray May 1st. Richard Armitage still with us. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Now, my game is called Is This a Lord of the Rings Character? I could have done Hobbit, but I'm pretty sure you're up to date with that. So I've chosen Lord of the Rings, all right? Same franchise. It's you might have heard of it, all right? Is this a... Actually, by the way, are the actors who are on Lord of the Rings, like Gandalf and Elrond and stuff, are they sort of like around set, just be like, hey, Pete, how you going? Oh, catering's better this time. Boo. And you guys are like, oh, I hope we get it right. What are they like?
Yeah, they were quite like that. I mean, I think they were pretty impressed because... compared to how it was for them when they went the first time, it was shot in an old paint factory.
Yes.
And that's all they had. So coming back, it was like driving around in a Ferrari, I think.
Yeah.
They were all pretty impressed with where Stone Street Studios has come since then.
So my game is called, Is This a Character from Lord of the Rings or a Product You Can Buy at IKEA?
Right. Okay.
All right. So this is going to test your knowledge both of Tolkien, but also
of
homewares. Yeah. All right.
Just to give you a bit of context, Richard, Dan is obsessed with The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, and IKEA.
And IKEA.
And
I love
IKEA furniture.
Yeah, I love Scandinavian homewares.
He has the catalogue memorised. It's freakish.
I hope I get this right.
Well, I know, I'll be offended. Okay. No matter what you get wrong, I'll be offended either way. Number one, is this an IKEA character?
No, not an IKEA.
Or some Lord of the Rings furniture.
Oh my God, I screwed it up already. Oh my God, this is like my worst nightmare coming true. I finally get to interview Thorin Oakenshield and I screw it up. This is my worst nightmare coming true.
Grundtall.
That sounds to me like an orange plastic chair, so I'm definitely saying IKEA furniture.
Well done.
Orange plastic chair?
No, it's a towel rack.
Oh, it's a towel rack.
Okay. All right. Aggurum.
That's definitely IKEA.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
It's a bookcase. Yes. He knows his stuff.
Yeah. Wait, are you an IKEA fan?
No, but bearing in mind that most of Tolkien's characters are based on Scandinavian names, it's going to be very, very difficult to...
This is why the game is a good one. Damrod.
I might have to say Lord of the Rings character.
Yes! It was one of the Rangers of Ithilien, one of Faramir's men. One of Faramir's most trusted.
I was going to say Blink-182 song, but that wasn't an option.
Damrod.
All right.
That's,
Richard Armitage,
kind of
three
a bit
from three.
Naughty sounding, isn't
it? I know. What's the kind of, they wouldn't call that at IKEA because you go, where's the Damrod?
Where's the Damrod?
Rorskar.
That's IKEA.
Yes, it is.
Whoa.
A wash basin mixer, like a tap, like a faucet. There we go. All right, final one. Frida.
Both.
You know what?
What? No!
You know what?
You're kidding me!
I've got written here that it is a Lord of the Rings character, right? From Helm's Deep.
Maybe they could make that character from Lord of the Rings into some kind of cushion that they throw onto
their, that's a good idea.
It's sort of like Scandinavian furniture.
Like the Lego Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
So we could have a Scandinavian, IKEA Lord of the Rings line.
Yeah.
Ideas?
I think that's a
great
idea.
If you're listening, IKEA, first of all, we need a Frida. Second of all, Lord of the Rings line. We're making things happen.
Just spitballing here.
That's pretty good. Yeah, tumbleweeds. thank you so much, Richard Armitage, for playing our amazing game on the Dan and Mash Show. The Hobbit is available on DVD and Blu-ray May 1st. We appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me. Today FM.